Fellow octogenarians give Biden, 81, advice on maintaining active lifestyle. By Wendell Hasebo on February 22, 2024. Fellow octogenarians sympathetic to President Joe Biden's re-election gave him unsolicited advice about maintaining an active lifestyle during his unpopular presidency. The advice included more naps, walking more quickly, and relying on people. Biden, 81, who physically tripped, stumbled in office, was recently described as an elderly man with a poor memory in a special counsel report on his classified document scandal. The report caused a major rift within the Biden administration, with Biden's aides suggesting unheeded edits to the report before publication. Upon release, Biden's White House counsel claimed the report's characterization of the president's memory was gratuitous and politically motivated, essentially inaccurate. In turn, the establishment media defended Biden's poor memory. They claimed the president's health is acute and that any speculation to the contrary is ageist and a right-wing media conspiracy theory. On Tuesday, The Washington Post's Merrill Cornfield reported health recommendations from a small group of fellow octogenarians who had some advice for the commander-in-chief. That advice entailed more naps, more listening, more vigorous physical movement. Biden has neuropathy in the feet, relying on others, and flying first class. If Joe would just step up his pace a little bit when he walks around, he could fool people better, Minister John Roseboom, 81, told the Post about Biden's shrinking physical abilities. 80 is the new 70, he said optimistically. Ginger Randall, 73, said Biden is in a great position as president to receive top-of-the-line medical services. Perhaps treatments only few can afford in Biden's economy. Unlike many of us who travel, when you're a president, you're basically first class and can sleep, Randall said. According to his annual physical conducted in February by physician Kevin O'Connor, Biden suffers from atrial fibrillation, peripheral neuropathy in his feet, and hyperlipidemia. After the diagnosis, he began boarding Air Force One second, shorter staircase to presumably remain on his feet, since many of his trips and falls involve tall plane stairs. The really problematic combination is someone who is autocratic by nature getting older, said 81-year-old Barry Johnson, who added he likely will vote for Biden. What we all learn here is when we get older we need to be willing to rely on other people. The ability to be collaborative, to listen to others, to learn from others, is more important the older you get, he added. Listening might be a difficult task for the president. He consistently struggles with anger outbursts when peppered with unwanted questions, especially questions about the Biden family corruption. Get your words straight, Jack, Biden shouted at a voter on the campaign trail. No one has said my son has done anything wrong and I did not on any occasion. You're a damn liar, man, Biden snapped. Biden's history of anger flashes is a common feature among elderly males with senility, according to Tucker Carlson. Uncontrollable flashes of anger are common among people who are aging, particularly among men, and they often accompany senility, Carlson explained last week. Losing it is a very frustrating experience and your heart goes out to anyone who is. Biden seems aware of his anger issues for which he once apologized. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.